Next month, health insurance premiums are expected to rise, but what does that mean for us? How can we save some money on our health insurance if it keeps going up? I'm joined by managing editor of Money Magazine, Julia Newbold. Julia, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jordan.
So health insurance premiums are going up. What's the situation?
So they're going up on April the 1st, so you've just got a couple of days to change things. So if you can get in now and lock in a better deal, you'll save some money.
So what's the difference going to be?
Well, the difference is going to be an average of 2.74%, according to Finder, which might cost families an estimated $120-odd a year.
So,
and for some, the increase can be actually larger.
So what do premiums actually do? Why are we paying premiums?
So we're paying premiums for a number of reasons. So if you're earning over $90,000 a year, you will be paying more on your Medicare if you don't have hospital cover. And if you don't have hospital cover aged 31, you will be slugged with an extra 2% per year that you don't have it until you do have it. And then you'll have to be paying that extra for 10 years of continuous payments with that provider or with a provider.
So when it comes to health insurance, is it something that we should be going out of our way to get? Because I don't have any private insurance. I just go by what's provided to me by the government. Is private health insurance a better bet?
Well, it's difficult to say. I think that, you know, insurance, you don't really want to claim it, but you don't want to be stung if you don't have it. So with life insurance and with health insurance to a certain extent, you do hear horror stories of people who have had something happen and then been slugged with these large amounts of money to pay. But, you know, depending on what you need, you've got to look at your own personal situation. And, you know, if you have glasses and you want dental care each year and, you know, just your basics, it's worth getting, you know, some sort of extras cover. And, you know, if you needed something major, like, I don't know, if you're older and you needed a hip replacement or you had some pregnancy issues or, you know, something like that, it's good to have that cover. But, you know, again, it's something that's a bit odd because you don't really want to get whatever it is that makes you claim it. You just want to be protected in case you do.
Unlike me, I'm never getting sick, so I never need private insurance.
Oh, good on you. I'm touching wood on your behalf, Jordan.
So what should we do then? Obviously, people would be concerned about their premiums increase. How do we approach this to make sure we're not going to start having to pay more?
Number one, you should check actually what it's going to be increased by to see if it's a big slug. And then there are lots of different comparative sites where you can check, you know, what are the best premiums for someone your age and in your health and so on. So, you know, the government has one, privatehealth.gov.au, then iSelect, Compare the Market, Finder. There's a lot of them. And a lot of them actually, if you get in quickly this week, are offering some sort of discount or some sort of free period switch. So, you know, it's worth having a look at that. You do want to make sure that if you do switch, you're going to be covered straight away. Also look at things like if you're on a couples policy, you might not really be saving money because you're being covered for things you don't need to be covered for. So have a check of that. And while you can still have children under your policy until the age of 31, you know, see if that's working for everybody.
I guess, you go ahead.
Sorry, really look at the discounts that you can get right now, you know, whether it's free cover for a month, gift cards or frequent flyer points, whatever it might be, because you've only got those few days until April the 1st.
Or, of course, kick your kids off. If they're, you know, if they're getting close to 31, kick them off early.
That's it.
And so are there, you mentioned, grace periods or people, I guess, insurance companies trying to get people on board ahead of April 1st. What kind of discounts can they actually offer?
Well, some of them are offering things like 6 weeks free. So, you know, that's over a month of, you know, savings. So that's $100 or so for that. So, you know, it can be worth it. And just to join up, if you haven't already joined a health fund and you're getting close to that 31 years, you know, maybe have a think about it. But, you know, you've got to do your own calculations and see what's right for you.
And I guess how much does private insurance usually cost somebody?
Well, it's all dependent on your age, really. You know, it goes up each year because, you know, your body wears down and, you know, your age goes up. So It can cost like $500 to $1,000 to a few thousand, depending on what you're covered for. And there's different levels of cover. You know, you've got your hospital insurance, basic, bronze, silver and gold. So, you know, have a look at what benefits you think you need, what benefits you've used in the past, what's useful, and make your decision from there.
I've got a friend who needs to see a gastrointestinal expert, and she doesn't have private health insurance. She has to go through the public system, and without private, it could take her up to 3 years to actually see the expert she needs. So I guess that could also be a consideration. Just is it worth it, worth the money to actually pay private insurance, because you get the benefit of service?
Yeah, the waiting periods can be quite horrendous in the public system, depending what it is you're going for.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.